This is WHYY's Morning Edition. It's 90.9, 545. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. When you think of college living, you might think of rowdy parties, red solo cups, the thick stench of pot might come to mind. But for students struggling with addiction, the often easy access to drugs and alcohol can be challenging. To help them stay sober, New Jersey is requiring state schools with a quarter of students living on campus to offer recovery housing. WHYY's Danielle Fox reports many are using the blueprint Rutgers University created almost 30 years ago.
This is my room. Don't go too close. It's kind of gross.
Lisa is about to start her sophomore year at Rutgers New Brunswick. She's showing me around her house on campus. It's a light blue, colonial-style home with white pillars and a small front porch. One luxury of the slower pace of summer semester, no roommates. Lisa gives me a tour of her dingle, a.k.a. a double-turn single.
Everybody has just made their beds into king-size beds.
As we head into the living room, she says when it's basketball season, everyone fills the couches and chairs around the TV.
It's just really awesome to, you know, just be able to have, like, so many friends and, like, you're all sober. And it's just a lot of fun.
Lisa lives in one of three recovery houses on Rutgers campus. We're withholding her last name so she can speak honestly about her addiction without compromising her efforts to get a degree and find a job. She started smoking pot when she was 14. And her life quickly began to revolve around drinking and doing drugs. After Lisa got sober at 16, she says she realized she had to make her recovery a priority. But when she started at Rutgers a year ago, balancing that with demanding college classes was challenging. Though she says living in the house makes it easier, because she's not alone.
If I was in a regular dorm, I would just be like sitting in my room all sad because like I'm not going to go out with you if you're getting drunk.
The Rutgers Recovery House has been around for nearly 30 years. In fact, it was the first in the country.
We've had bumps in the road. We've learned every lesson imaginable.
That's Lisa Laitman. She's the director of Rutgers New Brunswick's Drug and Alcohol Assistance Programs, or as some of her students like to call her, the godmother. She built the recovery program from the ground up. In 1983, Rutgers hired her as an alcohol counselor after an intoxicated student fell off the football stadium bleachers and was paralyzed. She started running a recovery group and soon realized a lot of her students were anxious about dorm parties and felt lonely watching their roommates getting ready to go out. She had an idea. What if her students could live together in a recovery house? But when she pitched it to them, they were skeptical.
One kid finally said, because I could just imagine a building with a big sign that said drunk floor on it. And I said, well, that's not hard. We just make it anonymous.
Today, the recovery homes blend in with the other student houses on campus. And for students in recovery, that's comforting.
So it's kind of like low key, and I think that's for a reason.
As a rising sophomore living in the house, Claire says she likes the anonymity. She gets to be a regular college kid without the risk of being outed for her addiction. We're also withholding her last name. 2 weeks into Claire's first semester, she was arrested and went to rehab for problems with drugs and alcohol. When she got back to campus, she moved into the recovery house. At first, Claire was nervous, but now she feels like she has a purpose, helping her friends stay on track.
I've grown tremendously in my recovery. Like, I go to meetings, I help people out. You know, I chair a meeting, I talk to newcomers. I do a lot of stuff because it keeps me sober and it keeps them sober.
5 years ago, Laitman was on a state committee on addiction that found 18 to 25-year-olds are at the highest risk of having problems with substance use.
And this opiate epidemic has only reinforced some of that.
In response, New Jersey passed a law requiring state schools to provide recovery housing if at least one quarter of students live on campus. Now, halfway to the 2019 deadline, four of the six colleges and universities have created sober living programs. And many are looking to Laitman for advice. She says college programs are some of the best-kept secrets around because they have low relapse rates and high GPAs. At Rutgers, the average GPA for students in recovery housing is a 3.2. While living in the house, 94% of them have stayed sober. In January, Rutgers is doubling the capacity of its recovery housing program. New and current students will move into a brand-new apartment building with space for 40 residents. Every year, around 15 students in the New Brunswick recovery community graduate. For Claire, seeing them walk across the stage in their caps and gowns last year is a moment that continues to motivate her.
It kind of just like made me feel like, oh, you can have fun without drugs and alcohol, and you can live life normally without them either.
Her first semester, Claire says she didn't crack open a book. Now she's a math major, and there's a lot ahead she's looking forward to. Mentoring new students in the house, graduating, and continuing her recovery are all part of the equation. For WHYY, Danielle Fox.